This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. We pick up from where we left off. Me, stuck in this hotel room, no way out, and hearing... Oh my heavens, it's her. Can I help you?
You're in the wrong place.
Sorry, who are you?
I'm the Skirvin Hotel Manager. So maybe you should listen to me when I tell you you're in the wrong place.
Excuse me, I don't understand why you're being so immediately confrontative.
What's your name?
It's Dr. Balthazar. Did you hear that scream?
Did you?
Yes, that's why I asked you. If you're the manager, I expect I can take this issue up with you.
My name's Ophelia. If the problem persists, come contact me personally. Nasty luck you got here, huh?
At this point, Ophelia had my interest. Her immediate anger toward my presence was something to be suspected. I had given no indication that I was anything other than a hotel guest. Granted, I appeared to be the only one here besides the staff. But it certainly got me thinking about the timeline of it all. Ophelia bought the hotel after Mr. Skirvin's demise, around the time when the haunting started plaguing the establishment. So she took over knowing something was wrong, but appears to have not taken any measures to address the issue. Why doesn't she want anyone looking into this supposed haunting? What role does she play in all of this? Perhaps she's our key to putting it all together. I went to speak with her further to investigate.
You can't speak to her.
She offered it, and I'd like to take her up on her hospitality.
She's not in this for hospitality.
Then what is she here for?
I don't know.
How can we help you, Dr. Balthazar?
I was trying to get some rest in my room, but I found I couldn't quite get comfortable. Something about that scream unsettled me.
Come back to my office.
You're going to get us all killed!
Don't be so dramatic, and don't say too much.
Everything's going to be fine.
Dr. Balthazar... Come with me.
I'd hate to bother you, but the scream I heard, I had some questions. I would ask one of your maids for help, but I see there are none on staff for some reason.
We haven't had maids for a while.
Yes. Why is that?
Are you police? An investigator?
Nothing of the sort.
You are lying to me.
I am not. You have no reason not to believe me.
In fact, I do. Because, Dr. Balthazar, I cannot figure out why a grown man would come to a hotel no one is staying at, with a reputation of keeping secrets, and asks why there aren't maids at his disposal.
I am going to respectfully ask that you take a step back from me.
I'm sorry. I've been rude. And I greatly apologize for the disturbance. Would you be able to describe the scream for me?
Describe it? Well, it was a scream. Loud, resonant.
No! How did it make you feel? Did it make you feel uneasy? Did it make you feel unsafe? Trapped? Because when I hear that scream, I can hear her body decaying away in that small room. the physical toll that makes her rot. Her back bending, bones decaying, feet twisting, mind burning, teeth falling, eyes melting, tongue drying, nails molding, hair falling, stomach churning, shit smearing.
Let me out of here.
Blood gushing, skin peeling, bugs feasting.
I said let me out.
You know what happened, don't you? And you're the filthy man here to stop it. Well, I don't think so.
Ophelia? Can you please turn the lights back on? I only want to know her story.
Dr. Balthazar, is that you there?
Yes, it's me. Are you all right?
I told you not to talk to her directly. I told you this.
She's clearly the only way we're going to figure out the truth of what's happening in this hotel.
Sure beats the normal day today.
We can't see anything. We can't go anywhere. Oh, God. What do we do now? Oh, no. Oh, no. We need to leave. We need to get out of here.
Quit whining. It's just a little...
Larissa?
No. This wasn't supposed to happen like this. You were supposed to come here and fix everything. You were supposed to solve it.
We are solving it, George. We're closer than ever.
No. I want to leave. I want to go. I've got to...
George? I'm going to follow. I want to help you. Please. Let me help you. Ophelia, what are you doing? We have to help her.
Get away from her!
Stop, Ophelia. Stop. Stop. I could have played the rest of the tape for you all, but it was extremely disturbing. Additionally, you would not have been able to see what I saw on that night, so I shall provide a verbal account. When I stepped into room 955, I saw Ophelia extinguishing matches on a young woman's body who was chained to a bed. She had a deranged look in her eyes and was frothing at the mouth. Open sores covered her body, as did dirt, as though she hadn't showered in 30 years. Grime, filth, and muck coated her. But there was nothing ghost-like about her. She was real. After going back over my interviews, town newspapers, and my own experience at the Skirvin Hotel, I have come to the conclusion that perhaps Effie did not jump to her death with her child, and instead, that child was forced to grow up locked in that hotel room, completely removed from civilization under the torturous watch of Ophelia, who sees Effie's child as nothing more than a symbol of her father's infidelity. A cruel and inhumane punishment, but not unseen before in my line of work. I never discovered what happened to George and Larissa, but my hope, however naive, is that they both found their way out of the dark and got as far away as possible from the haunted Skirvin Hotel. As always, thank you for tuning in, listeners. And until next time, I wish you goodbye and good night.